Alaska's U.S. senators split their votes today on whether to consider getting rid of the hefty subsidies that go to ethanol producers. Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's time to discontinue the ethanol tax credit and import tariffs prized by farming states. She voted to move forward legislation by fiscal hawk Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Senator Mark Begich voted against advancing the amendment. It needed 60 votes but failed 40-59. Begich's office says he's looking at both sides of the ethanol issue and voted against it because Senator Coburn forced the vote without time for debate. Murkowski spokesman on the Energy Committee, Robert Dillon, says the subsidies aren't justifiable given the tight budget.
If the ethanol tax credits stop now, you would save $3 billion throughout the rest of 2011. And given the current fiscal climate and the concern and the real focus there is right now in the Congress on addressing the deficit and the debt, that was an important motivation.
Ethanol made from corn is blended into auto fuel. The ethanol subsidies are a 45-cent per gallon tax credit on ethanol blended into gasoline and a 54-cent tariff slapped on any imported ethanol. Today's vote put a handful of farming state senators on the defensive, but Dillon says ethanol gets other benefits, like through the renewable fuel standard. He says it should not pit oil and gas states like Alaska against ethanol-heavy states.
The federal government requires the purchase of ethanol under the renewable fuel standard. It pays companies to purchase ethanol through, you know, the tax credit, and it protects ethanol from foreign competition through a high tariff. You know, if we had similar laws for oil and gas production, not only would we be the world's leading oil and gas producer, but Senator Murkowski would also oppose those subsidies because they would be, you know, they wouldn't be fair and they wouldn't be a good, efficient use of taxpayer money.
The amendment that failed to move today sets up a debate expected to play out during the coming months over what tax breaks to keep in place and which ones to get rid of.